Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to the Language of Hope podcast. Our host, Betty Chinchengene, is the senior pastor of New Spring AG, a visionary, a teacher, and one who believes in the second coming of Christ. And now to today's message.
I'm sharing with you tonight wisdom for creativity. Wisdom for creativity and innovation. Wisdom for creativity. Something is starting with you very soon. I said something is starting with you very soon. When that thing starts, confusion will end. Frustration will cease. Depression will cease. Suppression will leave you. Excitement will come to your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We've been dealing with wisdom. We've been looking at wisdom. One of the greatest virtues God has given to us. Wisdom is a virtue. And everyone needs it. Everyone, no matter who you are, you need it. Proverbs 8:12. Everyone needs wisdom. The young needs it. The old needs it. Whoever, the architect, the businessman, the pastor, the prophet. Everyone needs wisdom. Now, wisdom is speaking to us here. And this is what wisdom is saying. He said, I. So, wisdom is speaking. Wisdom is talking. And wisdom said, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. He dwells with prudence and he finds out knowledge and discretion. Wisdom can be with you like a person, like a man. He finds out things for you. He gives you direction in life. He gives you cardinal way, where to go, where to be, do this, do that. That is why everyone needs it. You don't need a friend if you don't have wisdom. You don't need it. You need wisdom. And one of the things that wisdom does is that he's the one behind every creativity. So he was speaking here and he's talking to us that I'm the one. Anything that was not worth finding, I'm the one that found it. Anything that was missing, I was the one that found. And so he's talking to us and he's telling us that anything you have seen that has been created, I'm the one behind it. I'm the one that created it. I'm the one behind every creation. Without me, nothing can be created. Without me, there can't be an invention. I'm the one that creates. So anything we see in the world that has been created, wisdom is the one behind it. Wisdom is the one behind it. Let's look at the TPT translation, how he also puts it. He's the one behind. So wisdom is here for you tonight to direct you. To help you create. To help you bring something out of your life. He said, for I am wisdom. And I am shrewd and intelligent. My God. He said, I have at my disposal. Living understanding. To devise a plan for your life. A plan for your life. He devised something for your life. He plans something for your life. He brings something for your life. Create something. He said, I'm the one. I devise a plan. After tonight, people who doesn't have plan for their life, wisdom will create one for you. I said, wisdom will give you one. So many people, man of God, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I've been confused with this. I've been confused with that. When wisdom appears to you, he will plan something for your life. Somebody say, wisdom. Plan something for my life. Give me a plan for my life. Give me a plan for my marriage. Give me a plan for my business. Give me a plan for my academics. Give me a plan for every facet of my life. The one that believes in wisdom is planning something for you. He's designing something for you. He plans life. Puts life. Creates. Brings invention, creativity out of people. That is wisdom for you. We are tired with normal things. Hear me? We are tired with normal things. We are tired with the everyday things we see. We are tired. It's time the church, I said with you that God wants to do something wonderful. Something that will beat the imaginations of men. And he wants to do it through the church. He wants to start it through the church. Something creativity. We are tired of the everyday normal way. There are more things to be created. Though. The world has not seen anything yet. Though. Men should get tired. You see, until hunger is one of the things that drives life. When you are hungry for something new, something wonderful, something adventure, something that has never ever. Oh, is that what the Lord is about to do? No eye have seen it, no ear have heard. That is what God is always seeking to do. It's not everyday thing. But where are the men? Where are the men to create it? Where are the men to start it? We are tired. That is why you see me. Every day I'm striving for something wonderful. Every day. It's not about having it. It's not about being okay. Because you are not okay, that is why you have to create something. Be aggressive. Be hungry for create something creative. Something creative. One of these days, just sit down. Let wisdom speak to you. Communicate with him. He said, I. It means that he speaks. I. He's talking to you. I, wisdom. I dwell with the prudent. I give them understanding. I bring meaning. Knowledge. I bring meaning out of things that are not meaningful. I bring it. I create something out of it. Wisdom is talking here. How can wisdom create a rubbish? Refuse. Baller. And wisdom can create mortar. What are you talking here? I'm saying that wisdom can bring something wonderful out of you. We just have to decide for it, yearn for it. There are thousands of generations that are depending on you. Something must start with you so that generations upon generations will feed on it, will survive with it. And it takes wisdom to start it. And wisdom is starting something with you tonight. I said, no matter your level, no matter who you are, do I have people that are hungry to start something that has not happened before? To create, not the everyday life of going to work and coming back and earning salary, whatever. It's not that what I'm talking about. Creativity. Not a part of our mothers, not a part of our fathers. But let something come out of our life. By wisdom, something will be created. Hush. Sunday I was sharing with you a man, and you see where it starts? It starts from church. So anytime you come into the house, get ready. Because anytime a man of God is preaching, there is a dispensation of wisdom. He's dispensing it. He's just distributing wisdom like that. So as I'm speaking to you, see, what I'm giving to you is that I'm giving jobs to you. Great companies. Great innovation is what I'm dispensing. Jesus is not a dummy. To give birth to dummies. He carried his DNA, wisdom, for creativity. Even in his death, he was creating something. In his death, what are you going to do? Create something out of it. Let wisdom speak to you. I didn't bring you here to kill you. I didn't bring you here to kill you. I brought you here that out of this grave, upon your coming out, you come with thousands, millions of people and souls, and here come. Look at what death has created. The enemy thought he was killing him. You see, he thought he was killing him. He thought he was done with him. He didn't know that was the foolish thing ever the devil did. If they knew killing him would have brought, they wouldn't have done it. But you know what? It was the wisdom. Jesus wanted. So he saw a foolish man to come to the level of man, subjected himself for torture and everything. Looking at it very carefully, you might think the man is not. But why wouldn't you shake yourself like that? As a chalk. I'm going to show the world something. The manifold wisdom of God. I'm going to display it. Now the world will see my power. I pray one of these days, they thought they have turned you down. But wisdom is about to speak to you. Some of you are discouraged in life. You are perturbed in life. But you say wisdom is beginning something with you. And it will be something that the world will celebrate. It will become a global icon. Oh, I decree it starts from this church. It starts from this church. You know, sometimes God can just place a pause on your life. so that wisdom can have an interaction with you. He can pause your life. Now, boy, chalk. You're done with school. I want to communicate with you. All these who are teachers have been talking to you. Science teachers, French teachers have been talking to you. I want to have a word with you. Do you know there is something in you? Start it. That is why many people you encounter, that is why you see any great person you meet, when they are sharing their life story, before they share the glory of it, there was a past story. In their distressed moment, confused state, wisdom appeared. He said, boy, get up. It's time to do something wonderful. Hey, your life is not ending here. I say your life is not ending here. After tonight, the yearn, desire that something good should start with you. You are ready. That's something wonderful. The world don't celebrate normal things again. It doesn't. There is no place in life again for normal people. The world now celebrates great, wonderful things. I pray for you that something wonderful will start with you. It will begin with you. If it didn't start with you, may it start with your kids after you. I pray for somebody. May wisdom come so strong upon you that you will start something wonderful. And it's starting very soon. There was a great man while sitting in church, like A.L. William. He was a football coach, I shared with you. While sitting in church, he catch a revelation. He catch an inspiration. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is saying that I should start an insurance company. A football coach. What do you have to do with insurance company? He started it. When he started it, 10 years down the line, he started employing 180,000 workers. 10 years down the line, he started the first profit he started earning was $81 million. A football coach. No, there were thousands of people that was tied to his destiny and something that was supposed to come out of his life. Don't end your life here. Don't stop at this level. Don't stop after school. Something must start with you. School is not life. Life begins with God. When wisdom is in play, creativity is at work. Now I'm sharing with you people that were in church and something great has started with them. How? Because wisdom came upon them. The wisdom for creativity. Wisdom for creativity. There was a great man, Michael Faraday. Michael Faraday was just, typewriter? He's just doing typewriter, printing press, whatever. Has not been to school. We are not talking about intellectualism here. Put that one aside. Intellectualism has what it does. I'm talking about a wisdom from above. When it comes upon a man, it doesn't matter where you schooled, whether you have not schooled, whether you have not. It's not about where you are coming from. It's not any of these. So when I'm talking to you about this, stop connecting it with your school you are going. You have all been to school. I'm talking to you about divine wisdom. Wisdom for creativity and innovation. I pray for students here that it will start with you. Something wonderful. It will start with you. Michael Faraday, a man that started printing press, was doing it. He got access to a lab. He said, no, okay, let me go to the laboratory. I don't know anything, but I'm just sitting there learning from nowhere. The wisdom for creativity jumped on him. The man became the main man, leading man in science. Somebody that has nothing to do with lab, whatever. Has nothing to do with science. All of a sudden, it's something. And he's one of the men behind innovation of electricity. Look at this, from where he's coming from. Let's take for instance, you are going to print, do photocopy at a man, whatever. From nowhere, the next day you went, you said, the man is not there. The man is gone. The science man is gone. Don't limit yourself to what you have. When wisdom comes upon you, something wonderful can start with you. I'm sharing with you about a man. These are men in church. Men in church that have filled themselves, opened themselves for wisdom. Wisdom for creativity to descend upon them. And something began with them. R.G. Metoroni. He was also a roadside mechanic, organizer. from nowhere. The man too has not been to school with no school certificate. The man at a point, age 44, went bankrupt. He began to believe God. He began to trust God. He's the man behind all these earth moving machines we are seeing. It's been said that the Second World War, he was one of them that produced those weapons and others. R.G. Metroni, a vulcanizer, has risen to this point. And he made a statement. He said, I'm just a mechanic whom the Lord has blessed. Just a mechanic. I don't know who you are, but wisdom can turn you into something. This makes me to understand that to have wisdom is a blessing. No blessing can be compared to wisdom. Having wisdom. He said, I'm just a mechanic whom the Lord, one of these days, may a man from this house, a woman from this house, beat his hands on his chest and say, I was just a man like this whom the Lord has blessed. He continued to say, I'm just a mechanic whom the Lord has blessed. But I'm in active relationship with him. Are you in active relationship with him? In other words, he had a connection to wisdom. He went on to say, I am a searcher of things that I know not. I'm a searcher of things that... He went on to say, a seeker of life from heaven. He went on to say, therefore, there is no limit to what I can achieve in life. R.G. Metroni, a great man from nowhere with no certificate. Can something also start with you? I said, can something also start with you? By wisdom, something is started with you. If you believe you are the one, you will shout, yes, I am the one. Let's look at Sir James Young Simpson. This is also a man in church. A man in church from nowhere. One of these days, this man has become frustrated. He didn't know what to do. He went to the hospital. When he went to the hospital, he saw them holding hands of some people like this. Okay, Pastor Naga. So they are another person should come. He saw that they are stretching, Pastor, don't move. They are stretching like this. Another person too has held the leg. This one has held it. What are they doing to the man? They are coming to do him surgery. Another person who has held the leg like this. What are they doing? They are holding him down so they can start cutting the leg. Life. People that see things and they begin to complain. Listen to me. To work with me, I'm no complainer. In every issue, I will find a solution. People can complain. Who? Complain. Who? Everything they want to complain. Any problem you see, you are the one that has been called to solve it. That is why you are seeing it. Upon climbing the church, I said, carpet him over. It means that you have the solution. Nobody heard it. You are the only person that heard it. And you know what? In other words, it means that wisdom is calling something out of you that starts a laundry business whereby you'll be cleaning. You see, people don't pay attention, only complaints. Anytime you are moving somewhere, you see that everything you are geared towards. I strongly believe that if it had not been for the call of God, one area God was going to call me was into fashion and interior. I know. Because the first thing I see on anybody is either excellence or his fashion sense. It means that. So I don't have to start complaining. You know what? It means that the moment you have seen it, it means you have been given the power to solve it. That means you, this person, you can become a fashion designer or a seamstress. Go and learn it. Because whilst others are seeing cars, you are seeing dresses which are not in good shape. Let wisdom speak to you. Any problem you see, you have been called to solve it. As soon as you enter the church, oh, sit down. As soon as you enter the church, no, Pastor, I'm not done. As soon as you enter the church, the only thing you can see, the sound. Sound as an annoyer. It means you have been, you see, your wisdom is speaking to you. Eh? I don't know what you do. Maybe you could be a nurse or you could be a doctor. Stop it. God is calling you as a sound engineer. You have to pay attention. You have to pay attention. You can't stand death. You can't stand it. Can't stand it. The moment you see small, this thing, death, whatever, you can't stand it. God is calling you. The next Zoom lion, God is calling you. Amen. As I'm speaking to you now, someone is not seeing the suit I'm wearing. He's not hearing the message. He's marking my English. Sir, I don't know what you're doing. Maybe you're done with school. You're an English teacher. Go and start. You're an English teacher. You're an English teacher. An English teacher. Why are you sitting down frustrated? You're an English teacher. Yeah. So, everything you have problem with it. Hey, Pacho, better me be asking back. And see, me Pacho, and then see a Bishop Blue. I am Bishop. Then Pacho, and the other person may present me who say, Sene and She Blue, Nankotina, Yellow, Yellow, Bayad, and Yahi, but Papa Nessi and She Blue. Oh, but other than Kamome, Uni, baby, you are called as a lawyer. Don't, you are called as a lawyer. Straight. Stop it. You are called as a lawyer. I'm talking about how wisdom for creativity has started something with people. As soon as I come to your house, the first thing I'll look at is interior. I'll start to look. Before we even pray. And you won't see it, but in me, it's in me. I can't stand it. And I begin to smile, I begin to laugh when I enter a place and the ambience, the whatever, and one thing I love to see when I see something is, it's pam, 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 flower pot, pam, pam, this one. Hey! Prophet, I love it. And greens. I love it. I love it. I love it. I don't know if God was creating me as a lizard. I don't know. And I love it. Prophet Abebe, Abebe, Abebe. You have the solution to your family. The solution to your family is with you. It's with you. Why have you left your mother in frustration? It is with you. It's with you. The family in confusion. It is with you. It's with you. Simpson, saw it. Hey, nene, how come you buy the nene and the uchi mukre engine? Why you check? What did you wanna? Whilst others were seen under the sun, Simpson said, it's too irritating. He can't see it. Whilst men are alive with their eyes on, with their hands stretched like that, and they are being cut alive, I can't. He walked out of the room. He said, I can't see it. I can't see it. He began to search. Wisdom is a searcher. He finds things that are beyond on finding. He brings things that, you see, nobody has seen it before. That's what he does. He said the eye of the falcon has not seen it. When we Job 28, talking about wisdom, he said the eye of the falcon has, he said, where is wisdom and where can I find it? It's with who? It's not in the classroom. Either than all these men have not been to school, they wouldn't have had it. Then he went out, he began to search. What solution can I give to this? What solution can I give? He began to search. Then he came out with chloroform. Chloroform. When he brought it, they said, it's not possible. They were thinking, how is it going to work? Then the first doctor, he started with the doctor. Pash! The doctor began to laugh like, oh, they were, pah! Okay. Then the next doctor, it was, as soon as they tried it on, the doctor began to jump, pah! It's also gone. The guy said, pah! I'm picking. This is how come we got chloroform. Simpson. Either than that, see now. Either than that. And by now, of course, we do not go to operation. Life, when you go so, you chow. Life! Either than that, by now, if I'm not before Simpson, by now, when a lady is going to the labor hall, life, then we are cutting you. Can you bring a solution to this church? Can you bring a solution to your family? Can you bring a solution to Ghana? Look around. Solutions everywhere. Wisdom is searching for it. Wisdom is searching for it. Wisdom is searching for it. Yesterday I was just sitting here. I was just, whilst we were done praying, I began to flow in the spirit. Just worship. The Holy Spirit said, start a soul winning class. I said, my God. He said, all the prayers you have been praying, put it in a book. Put it in a book as soon as possible. I said, hey, Charlie, come. Let's begin to put it. All the prayers. So we are putting together 101 prayers for salvation of souls. Can something start with you? Can something start with you? The spirit of creativity, innovation. I said with you, he was just here. Emojiv had no idea. He had no idea. He didn't even know where it was coming from. That is why you don't have to be complaining about everything. Don't. It's not everything you have to speak against. Don't. There are some of them. God is in it. God is involved. God is involved. You speak against it, you are speaking against God. God is involved. God is involved. He was just here, moving from here. Listen, from here to here. Look at what started. I don't know, maybe just a step from where you are sitting down before you leave here to the house. Something wonderful will start with you. Just look at the distance. The distance from here. Came to stand here. He said, hold on. I just heard something. So all this while, where were we? Swing music, where were we? We are tired. I'm tired with drinking awake water. I want to drink clean water. I'm tired. Now I'm saying the man has a chilling. I am chilling. You're tired. Techiwa water. Techiwa mineral water. Start it. And your own, instead of chilling, put honey. Can something start with you? Let something start with you. You can't be a beggar again. No. You can't be a pauper again. After tonight, creativity upon creativity. Just from Sunday, one of the daughters of the house came with me. He said, whilst you were speaking, the Lord gave me 4 businesses to start. I said, my God, all this while, where was the business? Where was the business? Where was the business? When something starts with you, appreciate the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of creativity. Appreciate it. appreciated. This is how great men. Whatever you are doing, you can do better. I believe whatever you are doing, you can do better. 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 Principles can remain the same, but methods can change for enhancement. Sometimes, you see, try and change the method small. Even though this is how we are doing it. Even though this is how we are saying that this is the church, this is how we do things. But change the method, eh? And let enhance. They have been the same for far too long. Aya. Aya. How does creativity start? How does creativity start? Where does it start? How do you connect yourself for creativity and innovation? How? Where creativity begins is in the mind. Creativity begins with the mind. It starts with the mind. What sets the stage for creativity is the mind. It's the mind. That is why the mind must be active all the time. The mind. Everybody sitting here has a mind. And it suggests to me, it tells me that something wonderful can start with you. Where creativity begins is the mind. Without a mind, there can't be a creativity. It starts with the mind. So man of God, quickly, how? Number one, be born again. Be born again. When a man is not born again, his mind is dead. The moment we get born again, we receive the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16. Christ has a mind. The moment we get born again, we receive his mind. 1 Corinthians 2:16. It says, for who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him. But we, who? We, who? 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 But we have the mind of Christ. What a privilege. We have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. The mind of Christ. Unless a man be born again, your mind is dead. It's sealed. It's dead. I pray, whichever minds that are dead in this house, may it resurrect. And your amen is weak. I said, may it resurrect. Do you know there are minds that are dead? A born. Christ is not a born fool. He's a being fool. Receive the mind of Christ. I said, receive the mind of Christ. The retentive mind is what I'm talking about. A mind that can hold, a mind that can sustain, a mind that can recall. The mind of Christ. The mind that can forgive and forget. The mind of Christ. The mind that is so negative. The mind of Christ. It's death, but his mind will tell him it's resurrection. That's the mind I'm talking about. Even though he's losing it. But he said, this is the way to gain it. That is the mind of Christ. A man that laid down his life and had it back again. The mind. I've never lost. You'll never lose again. You'll have the mind of Christ. Any loss, consider it again. Because you have the mind of Christ. What a privilege. What a privilege. You say, what an honor. What a privilege to have the mind of Christ. Number two, how do I connect myself for creativity? Reading the Bible opens you for creativity. Reading the Bible. Get time for the Bible. Get time for it. Get time. Get time. Psalm 119 verse 18. Get time. Get time. Get time. It said, open my eyes. Somebody shout, open my eyes. Oh, shout it like you believe it. Open my eyes. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things. Not normal things. No color things. No wayo things. Wondrous. Creative. Wonderful. Beautiful. Open my eyes. Where can you see it? In the Word. You just pay attention to one scripture. Billy Graham said, every day he reads a scripture out of Proverbs, just one scripture from Proverbs, just to connect himself to wisdom. He said, I read a scripture of Psalm every day, just to encourage myself. Read it. Every morning, just get one word. One word. You see, the moment you stay to a word, just a word, just a scripture, it means that you have released, open yourself for something wonderful to happen. Open my eyes so I will see wonderful things. Where are you looking? The places you look, you will see wonderful things. You will see great things. When you open your eyes in the way, you will see a kwa logo short boy. Like me. Short boy. Short boy. Dealing with giant. Dealing with giant. What a wonderful thing. Wonderful. It gives me a different perception about life. That is not about the strongest. It's not about the biggest. It gave me a different perception about life. That I need not to fight small things. That was Goliath's mistake. Stop fighting throttle meat. You will lose. You will lose. It was okay. So what if Goliath decided he won't fight David? What would have happened? He would have still remained Goliath. Undefeated. Sometimes leave small people. Don't fight. It's not everything you have to fight. It's not everything you have to confront. When you read the word, you find it. When you read the word, you find wonderful things. When you read the word, you won't give up. You will see that there are wonderful things in people. That is what. Let me say it again. Don't come to me and tell me, Papa, this one is bad. This one is bad. I'm saying it vertically here. I've intentionally surrounded myself with bad people because I'm bad. Yeah, I'm bad. I'm bad. Sister, good. Take your life, eh? I'm bad. Because I've seen one of the wonderful things. When he opened my, I've seen it. A murderer killing people left, right, back, right. There's another book I'm writing. The Time for Change. Don't force change. People will change. It's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. We won't force it. It's just a matter of time. Have I forced you before to wear suit? The time has come. You're wearing it. The time has come. Don't force it. I eat with criminals. I eat with drunkards. Hey! Man of God. Why is it that you won't? Man of God, tell him to stop it. Tell him to stop it. Time for change. There's time for everything. Hiya. The man that is shouting good shepherd. Every day I see him. I see a chick. I always say, leave him, do it. There's time for change. One of these days it will knock him like that. Yesterday, where's Edwin? Wonderful. Yesterday, how many people saw what happened? What happened? What happened? He prayed what? An apostolic prayer. You are the one that you are the reason why when we were done, I was kneeling here crying and thanking God. You are the one. You saw me after everything, I was here thanking God and crying. There's time for change. Apostle! An apostolic prayer! He made a statement in the prayer. I've never seen any man of God pray that prayer before. Apostle, wave at me. Good. There's time for change. He's a man that has been operating. He has never slept in the night before. Always open. One of the people saw him here. He said, hi, Baba. Boy, we have a prayer. Tell him, maybe. And I'm saying, now I know everything already. I'm saying, Baba, come away. Now I come here. No, I want to say. There's time for change. Everyone can change. Don't worry yourself. It's just a matter of time. Don't worry. I won't worry myself. It's just a matter. What I can do, I'll do it. It's just a matter. And so you see, I have time for everyone. I just can't wait to see that time of change. I just can't wait to see it. Edwin, keep it up, eh? You just have to stay focused. What you have to do is that stay focused. Because in this church, I know, as a prophet, one thing that can happen. There are many people that they came. Huh? They came, the Lord just sent them here, came, they miss it. At the point, when they sublime, when they settle now, they miss the focus. They miss the focus. Edwin, don't mind any lady here. Any lady. I'm telling you. That's how it all starts. They start so well, they begin to fly like this. And upon their landing, they will land with Queen Sheba. That's how it all starts. Because men are like that. They forget so easily. What brought me here? What sent me here? What was my reason for being here? Because listen to me, it would be foolishness on a side to have been in nightclubs. I've seen all kinds of ladies. And didn't get follow ladies in the nightclub, but coming to church to follow ladies. It would be way on his side. It would be on his side. Salam. Bila bila. Rabo rabo. Sasu bila. Mifalasis. Itosha. Mikosensene. Sabi maunosabe. Miba bilasas. Toshaba. There's something wonderful in his word. If only our eyes can open to see it. Something wonderful. Something wonderful. It's not in the classroom. Something wonderful. That is why people are done with school. Yes, frustrated. It's not in science book. It's in the word. It's in the word. Something wonderful. I pray the Lord will open your eyes to see it. I pray the Lord will help you not to miss it. But Lisa, this is how it all starts. But you're here. Bury your eyes in the word. You become a great, great, great man of God. Hallelujah. Bury your eyes in the word. Not in anywhere. Number two, how? Give it to me in MSG, Psalm 119, verse 18 in MSG. Bury your eyes in the word. Quickly, let me work it. He said, open my eyes so I can see what you show me of your miracle. Open my eyes so I can see what you show me in your miracle. Open my eyes. Continue reading. Let me see what is there. There's something wonderful he keeps saying. He said, I'm a stranger. In this path, I'm a stranger. Huh? What you, the business you want, you're a stranger. You're a stranger. In government work, you're a stranger. You're a stranger. Many people have been knocked down with just powder on their decks. Kill him, stroke. Wait. Open my eyes. In this nursing career, I'm a stranger. I'm a stranger. You are a stranger. You are a stranger. This school, you are not the only person that I'm. You are a stranger. So open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. How can I? Open my eyes in your way. Give me clear direction. Loses today. Someone made me to drive 2 hours, 30 minutes to a wrong place. They have been calling me, man of God. He sent me a message, annoying message. Man of God, have you been able to get in touch with my guy? I've opened it, I've blue ticket. I'm not someone like, but this one, I say, I'll punish you people like never before. How? Direction. I'm coming to you. Be quiet. You are saying Mansoor. Clear direction. No matter how fast you travel on the wrong road, you can never get to your destination. We meet police one point. They say, keep driving. We meet another time. They say, keep driving. They meet another. They say, the last one, I said, no. Enough. It's enough. Let me ask. And there is a wisdom in asking. Oh, nima bisa, brabo mu bisa, bisa, bisa. Now, open why? Bisa. The wisdom in asking. One of these, Joseph will tell you the wisdom in asking. He was going to give food to his brothers. He got to a point, he didn't know where to turn. Then he asked. enche wo hin o hwene mpaado na nko se me de mempe ni pasaa na me tie bra bra good afternoon o kwakra na unu se kochi na ukodo kochi na ukochi meko kochi how will I do this one? How can I do this one? How will I do this one? Today I've been worried this day. Looking for a sound engineer in Kumasi. No sound engineer. No sound. All of them are. I said, so which one? Show me, tell me. So which one? The papa, unless this one. But I said, tell me which one. The wisdom in Acts. After I ask you, ask the path you want to go. Ask so like someone can direct you. Eh? Young ladies here, you don't want to ask. You don't want to ask. About this boy, is he okay? This lady is okay. So I'll show you. Because you can go and you never end. Bury your eyes in the word. Get time for the word. Get time. So he can direct you. Bring it back. Look at what he's saying. I love scripture, so I'm a stranger. How many strangers do I have? One of these, I go to my father. Papa, this is what I want to do. Papa, so is he okay as a church? Looking at the church, is it okay that a church like this and where we are going, is it okay we acquire one plot of land? We don't have money for four plots of land. Ask. No one could see. Ask. You're a stranger in ministry. You're a stranger! Ask! Bring it back. Ask. Young people here, you don't ask. Anything you want to do it by yourself. Okay. A stranger. You see. Continue. My soul is starved and hungry. Ravenous. Insatiable. For your nourishing commands. Nourishing. When God tells you to go left, it will never lead you to the troubled waters. It will lead you to the still waters. So I love his nourishing commands. Stop it! Then you stop it. Go this way, then you go. Nourishing commands. It's starved. I'm starved. Tonight, can you be starved and hungry for his nourishing commands? So after tonight, you go back and you pray, Lord, show me which way to go in your word. Which way? Then he will tell you, go the path of Joseph. Go the path of Joseph. Go the path of David. Go this way, the path of Anna. Show me. I'm a stranger. How do you mean me a stranger? Be a stranger. Stranger, you better tell me to Santas. Mean, I'm a stranger. Show me. As of what Pemel come, show me. I'm saying, me bad, baby. Tell me. I mean, yummy. Tell me. Me call your crusade. You call your crusade. Our garden city. Tell me. And you better tell me. Tell me. I'm a stranger. I'm a stranger. Show me. I'm hungry for your nourishing command. Oh, is there a lady here who is hungry for his nourishing command? Hey, show me. Bring it back. Continue. If we have to, and those who think they know so much. Hey, I know. Stop it. And those who think they know much, so much, ignoring everything you tell them. Let them have it. Sit down. You don't need dating. You need this one. Going on dating. Take this one. You know too much. Winning matter man. Winning media. But winning way. Chico. Sometimes you gather the ladies. You are talking to them. Showing them. No, so then Adam fits well. They have said the papa can say, and yet that case. Hey, lawyer, what do you send me, Brimeboa? And yet that case, Mibwa. Eh? A suitcase, maybe what? Hey, I know. I know. Tell somebody, Lord, show me. Your nourishing commands. I'm hungry for it. Your nourishing command. Your nourishing command. It's where you tell me, it's where I go. Your nourishing command. Show me. Bring the scripture. Oh, I'm not sure I can be done. Let them have it. Continue. Does it end there? Does it end there? Don't let them mock and humiliate me. Garden City, we are coming back this Sunday. Now the Lord has showed us that it's in the rainy season. Don't do program, outdoor program. Kenas, Salos, Fevenos, show me. So they don't humiliate me and mock me. Show me. Hey, show me. It's not about a man with beard. Show me. Oh, they will mock me. Show me. And please, show me. Show me. So I'm not humiliated. Show me. Bring the scripture. Show me. Show me. Show me. It's not about you, kid. Show me. So I don't go and come. They mock me. Some are in UK. They are not okay. Some are US. Some are dead. They are useless. Show me. Show me. So they don't humiliate me. And they don't mock. I am an alam or Caesar. Falaises attach. Show me. I know today you were laughing at me. Yes, because you were the one that was laughing. He's laughing at me. The first comment he made, I knew he was laughing at me. How? How? You are laughing at me. Oh. Show me so they don't hear me. Show me. Show me. The first time I said, I'm going to UK. I told my friends, I'm going to UK. Every day they kept asking, so when? I didn't know what to tell them. I kept telling them, God knows. They said, God knows is what? I'm going to this year, you'll never be humiliated. You'll never start anything for you to fail. Show me. The next one, reading of books. Daniel 9, reading of books. Get books, reading of books. It will bring you. Daniel 9, he said, and the faith that I understood by books, the number of years specified by the word, I understood. Get books to read. These books here meet the standard. How can I meet the standard? Other books from our fathers. Oh, get them. Read. Meet the standard. Somebody doesn't know his standard. Meet the standard. Read. You understand something. Read. You want to marry. Buy one book about marriage. Read it. Read it. You come to understand there's something hidden from you. In this book, it will open you up to something you didn't know. Creativity. Then you begin to create. Buy books. Books will boost your understanding. When understanding is boosted, life will be booted. It means when understanding is boosted, life will then start. Like booted, how you're booting a computer. Get it. Number 4. Seek for the spirit of excellence. Excellence. Every creativity starts with excellence. Seek for it. An excellent spirit. It's a spirit. Excellence. Everything is intact. Your everything. Nobody can be in dirtiness yet be creative. You can't create anything out of dirtiness. No, be excellent. I'm serious on this. An excellent spirit. Excellent spirit. There are these here. I'm telling the these people that they're here. That they you go there, they eat, they do this one, put this. Oh! You go to the media booth, they do this, they And you say you can be creative out of this. Oh. the socks you are wearing, 4 days, in 4 years. Oh, bra, bra, kosa. One man, if you can't say bra, bra, you ain't seen the basa basa. Ha! Are you funny, you ain't seen bra, basa basa. Oh, be a basa basa. Sin, and yes, I'll be a basa basa. And a jeans, a blue jeans, they ain't seen it. The spirit of excellence, Daniel 6:3, is a spirit. Seek for it. Out of that, you will start creating something. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above. You see, he distinguished himself above governors and satraps because of what? An excellent spirit was in him. You see, anytime you see somebody who is excellent, not the spirit, what they call in the room. What's Pastor Douglas? You were telling me he can just put a pen, normal pen like this, on a wall, it becomes something. A normal pen like this, he can just hang it on a wall, then it becomes a design. So to see creativity, it comes out of excellence. When you go into it, you want to do this. Also, he's, because of that excellence, he's always creative. But a dirty person can't create anything. Baby. Be a mutum. Baby. Some time ago, I made a lady because she had my mommy. My mommy be some say, we know she fridge man. I'm saying, I know Mr. So see the home. I'm saying, hey, I've been one year, sir. The home. Jenny, no man say. Come beef. Sardine. Say baby. You need what it? You need to be different. Always seek for excellence. Yeah. Somebody doesn't know. All my seeds are here. You know it. You know it all. But it's just changing of colors. You put green here. Yeah. Wait. I just learned something excellent. Change me say. Oh, change that. Now I didn't. Baby, I'm not making shame. I'm not making anything. Yeah. Oh, change that. Excellence, my pagan will inside. Excellence. Yes. This guy is not the normal one. It's way, 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 way longer. Eh? This one I'm wearing is high waist. Yeah, it's not you. What? I go out here now and say, people's teacher, now we're full bone where you see. High waist and Papa Nash and a high waist. My excellence is working. It's a spirit. It was on Daniel. Yeah. See him. Come, see him. Come. See, Miss Lee. Let me ask you a question. This one, and how he looks every day coming to Tuesday service. Which one is nice? What brought him to this point? Excellence caused him to create. Combine this one. Ah, you are creative. I'm saying you are creative. Wisdom is at work. You are creative. Put your hands together for him. Be creative. I know your dresses are full, but creative about it. You put this one tomorrow, you take this one off. You put it, costs you to create. But I won't find home. I said, won't find home. You don't care. Why? The last one. Sing more. Worship more. Man of God. What does worship has to do with wisdom for creativity? Job 32:8. This is where we end. I'm sorry, we can't worship him at length. But whatever the Spirit will lead us, we do it. Look at something here. It said, but there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty, the breath, gives him understanding. You know what? Anytime, one of the things that moves the Spirit of God is worship. When worship is going on, he goes and he moves with his breath. The ruach of God. So anytime in worship, that is why you see, anytime you get so much in tune and intense in worship, when you are done and you sit down, you see ideas begin to come. It's the Spirit. And it begins to brood on you. Anytime worship is going on, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. He's moving with his breath, the breath of your mind. Ruach. So that I think, get time. Get time for worship. You wake up in the morning, spend few time worshiping him. The moment you are done, you will see ideas, creativity. It begins to flow. You get to your workplace. Lock the door for a moment. Begin to worship. Sometimes, before you write the exams, worship. Worship. Holy Spirit, moving now. And make my life whole again. Then you begin to sing. Spirit move. I just want to hear them sing it. Just give it a moment. Let them sing it. Over me. Sing it. You worship the Spirit. You worship in spirit. Spirit. Yes. 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 Give them the key. Why have you stopped? Holy Spirit. Holy. Moving. Let it move. And make my life whole. Sing it, worship him. Open your mouth, sing it. Let it move. Oh, something has happened. Ideas, creativity, innovation. Sing it, worship him, worship him. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, the ruach, and make my life whole and whole again. Make my whole. Spirit, move, move, breathe upon us, breathe upon us, breathe upon us. Hey, Holy Spirit, move again. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, and make my life whole again. Spirit move, Spirit move, let it move, let it move. Spirit move, move. Spirit move, move. Holy Spirit, now. Something is happening. Creating. The Lord is creating something. He make my life whole again. Spirit move. Spirit. Oh, over. Over. Creativity, breathe upon us. Creativity, breathe upon us. Innovations, breathe, oh God. La mashada bahaya la. La 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 mashada lebe kabaya mashada ba. La basura mandare kabaya da da da. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Once in a while, the same hallelujah, hallelujah. Once you are there, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Once in a while, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Once in a while, you might be at the loo doing whatever. Once in a while, thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Spirit moves. The Spirit of God cannot move in depression. Nobody can be creative in depression. Nobody. That is why I don't allow it. You can't be creative when you are depressed. When you are suppressed, you can't be creative. And you know what? So that means that all the time you have to be excited. Be joyful. Sing praise. Sing worship. Be worshiping. So that the Spirit can flow with you. He can move with you. He can flow with you. He can move with you. Don't allow depression. When you are too depressed, you can't create anything. You can't. When you become too desperate, you can't create anything. You can't. So you allow it. You flow in worship. Ideas begin to flow. There is a spirit in man, the breath of your mind. So anytime you worship him, he breathes upon you. Like, and there is calmness everywhere. Calmness everywhere. Illumination. Ephesians 4:23. Always learn it. Learn. Ruach. Always learn. It said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your spirit has a mind. When anxiety comes upon you, the spirit's mind becomes dead. That is why always you have to be excited in the house of God, so that the spirit, the mind of your spirit, will be activated. When you are depressed, the mind of the spirit is depressed, then it affects you physically. So always maintain joy, be happy, be singing. I saw a woman, you've been posting it, 80 whatever. Then what is the song that she has been singing? A grateful song, meditating. Then the woman is singing it. You could see this, the mind of the spirit is activated. The mind. Your spirit has a mind. Activate it. How do you activate? Through worship. Can we worship him one more time? As you are worshiping, allow yourself. He's going to give ideas. I want to be this. Something you should start with someone. It should start that we all be happy about it. Oh my God. Begin to speak in the language of the spirit. Do you have it? Do you have it? Do you have it? Put it inside. Do you have it? Also, why have you left it out? Oh, mashamarana, mana mashalamana, leva mana mashena, mama. Speak in the language of the spirit. Speak in the language of the swana manyameana. Leva barane mosana la mama. Le mana nana mashande le mama maya. Le mana mashanda. Worship in the Holy Ghost. Leva na mashela mama na mama. Me shala mama Maria. Ramara na mashala baba. Leva na mama mama shela. Baba, Levano Sana Baba, Evanana Beyond Nana Mashua, Mamma Maya, The Lord is supplying ideas, creativity, creative mind. Something is starting with you. Something great. Begin to speak it. Mando Bapsi. Malabaso Maneba. Begin to worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Come on now. Worship the Spirit of the Lord.
Yeah. Some of you, the Spirit is about to carry you. You
run in the spirit. You will run. You begin to run. La vida santa. You begin to take steps. It will reflect physically. You take steps in the spirit, and it will reflect physically. The spirit of the Lord has given you clearance. Clearance to go. Clearance to start. Clearance to create. Clearance to bring out new things. Something wonderful. Something wonderful. In ministry, something great. In the area of banking, something great. In your career, something great. In your school, something great. Falabre Shaba. Great man. The Spirit of the Lord is resting upon you. It's resting upon men. Wherever you are, lay your hands over your head. Something is resting on us. It's heavy. It's heavy. It's heavy. It's heavy. Young people out of this place, it's about to start something new. The Lord is touching minds here. Hey, I see minds that are being touched. They are being touched. Minds. Yes. Seven ladies in the spirit. Get ready. The Lord is touching your mind. Minds have been arrested here. Maligre se leve. The devil is giving. He's handing over minds. The minds of people. He's handing over. It's a handing over seven. It's a handing over seven. Minds are being handed over. Lord, take over. The minds of men. The minds of women. Take over. Take over. As in minds that are receiving creativity. A superlative understanding. Yes. I see seven women. The Lord is touching your mind. Wherever your mind has gone, it is coming back. I see five men in the spirit. The Lord is touching your mind. Something wonderful is starting with you. Yabamiya sete, bambilama, sokati basha, lepikasi. There is a lady in your spirit. Something is moving in your belly. The Lord said, out of your belly, there will be a flow. A flow. A flow. I see a quickening. I see an awakening. I see men are standing up. Oh, all of a sudden, there was giants in this room. Giants that will be arrested for the end time innovation. End time creativity. Five men of God. Five men of God in this place. The Lord is arresting you. Five men of God. A strong call of God. But by the wind of the Holy Ghost is sweeping across all over this place. Kalibasa. My God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yahweh
you go. Oh,
now we spirit of innovation, creativity, great minds come out of men and women here. You said your breath is coming upon men of God for strange understanding, for creativity. It's resting upon them. It's resting upon them. Man of God, is for you. Take it now. Take it. Take it. Take it. The spirit of understanding. The spirit of understanding. The spirit of understanding. The spirit of creativity. I see young people bringing something from the unknown. They are bringing. They are bringing in light. They are drawing water from wells. Young ladies are starting small businesses, and it has become a great thing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, I see more tabulators here. Great companies are starting. They are throwing it. They are throwing it. They are throwing it. Anointing for creativity. And Sheila Hassan. Sheila Hassan. Sheila Hassan. Sheila Hassan. They are throwing. 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 Thank you, Lord. Sweet Spirit of the Living God, we honor you, Lord. We bless you. We give you all praise. We thank you for tonight. Thank you for your breath. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let every believer respond by shouting, Amen.
Thank you for listening to Language of Hope. We believe you were blessed. One more? Head on to Newspring AG on Facebook and Instagram, or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel on Newspring AG. God bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.